Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
Highlighting stories that hit close to home, from your borough to your dinner table. This is Carter Cares.
In our Dominic Carter Cares segment, the school year started recently. Joining me tonight for the very first time in a broadcast, my daughter, Courtney Carter De Jesus, a married mom of two children, who happens to be the mom of my grandkids that Grandpa got to see this weekend, Carter and Eva. Eva is the star of Courtney's brand new children's book, Eva the Kid Reporter. Courtney, thank you for joining us.
Hi, pleasure to be here, Dad. How are you?
I'm good. Does it feel a little weird chatting with your dad in this capacity?
Yeah, I guess it does. But, you know, you've always been in broadcast, so I guess I've gotten used to it, but yes, it is like someone's recording our private phone conversations.
So talk to us about we're going to get into the book, but you're a mom of two kids who happens to be my grandkids. Talk to us about what it's like as a parent with this new school year.
Oh, man, it's been a crazy 2 years with COVID, as I'm sure everyone knows, and it's back to school season. And as a parent, it's like you said, it's the first time in 2 years that kids are back to the new normal. You know, the new normal is after COVID. And of course, we know COVID still exists and is still going around. But my kids, their school experience is totally different from before COVID, March 2020, to what it is now. So we're just trying to get back into the swing of things. And I'm sure a lot of parents are too.
And so are things back to normal from what you can tell thus far with the school system, or is this going to be the new normal?
I think it's the new normal, right? I don't think any of us are the same after COVID. You know, we were in lockdown and quarantine, and a lot of things changed for all of us. So I don't think there is any what it used to be. So it's always going to be the new normal. And then a lot of that in-person learning and all the things that the kids learned, it was erased. We were at home for 2 years. But parents that all of a sudden were working but also became teachers like myself. So a lot of the kids lost a lot of in-person learning, and we're just trying to catch up and figure it out.
So now, is it true that this is really the first time in 2 years that kids are back to school?
Yeah, so the year 2020, they were all at home. It was like time was frozen. If you go into their classroom, they were told, I don't know if you remember, that they'd be out of school for about a week or two when COVID first happened. They didn't go back until a year and a half later in person. So they were at home for either full time 5 days a week or at least 3 to 4 days once like 2021 rolled around. They had hybrid learning, but they haven't been back in the classroom full time since March of 2020.
Wow. Courtney, how tough was it being a parent in the age of COVID?
Oh, it's very tough, and we're still trying to figure it out because, as we mentioned, there's no more normal, right? It's the new normal, as we keep hearing that term, but it's true. You know, even with my daughter and her daycare, the hours were shortened due to COVID. So there used to be longer hours, go until 6:30, and now parents have to rush out of work and get their kids by 5:30, and you can't drop them off as early in the morning. It's all new restrictions. You can't just walk in anymore. And so, you know, everything is different. My kids were sent home all the time because they were considered close contacts from someone that may have had COVID. And they'll be home for a week at a time each. So they missed a lot of school. So we're still figuring it out.
Interesting. Very interesting. So you just wrote a kid's book, Eva, the Kid Reporter. Why did you write the book?
Yeah, so my son, as I mentioned, was home with me for basically all of quarantine. So I was working as a reporter. I was sitting at my dining room table filing reports, going live from my kitchen table. It was a very unique experience going live from my patio. And he was home with me, you know, doing homework, reading a lot. And so we read a lot of children's books, and it helped us to kind of bond together to get out of that boredom routine of being in quarantine. So with all of that and how I saw that he loved to read, I decided to write my first children's book. So that's where I'm at now with Eva the Kid Reporter.
And you focused on journalism. Why journalism?
Yeah, so this is inspired by myself and my daughter because, as you can attest, Dad, I was a very curious child that asked a ton of questions about everything from why is the sky blue was my favorite question, if you remember that. So there are a lot of curious kids out there, and it just kind of sparked in me that, you know, a lot of kids kind of get silenced sometimes from asking questions, you know, by their teachers, their babysitters in class. They're told to be quiet, but they're just trying to figure out the world around them. So I said, let's put that into one girl, my daughter, who has so much energy, as you know, as her grandpa, and just kind of go into the journalism world and show people what, you know, what I did and how I used my curiosity and made a career out of it. So that's where I'm at now. And the book is actually available for pre-ordering. You can go to Kickstarter.com and put in my name, Courtney Carter De Jesus. It'll pop right up. It's also on Amazon, and it's on EvaTheKidReporter.com.
And so, yes, I did see it myself on Amazon. And you just mentioned Kickstarter.com. Call Dad old, but what exactly is that? Is that like a GoFundMe where it helps with marketing costs and stuff like that?
Yes. Well, you are old, but you aside, I'm going to explain it to everybody else. It's a fundraising site online. Yes, like GoFundMe. So at least you know that one. That's good. But this helps people get support for their creative projects. So it's just like GoFundMe, but it's for creative projects.
Okay, fair enough. So you folks, if you're just joining us for the very first time ever in a broadcast setting, I'm chatting with my daughter, Courtney Carter De Jesus, the mom of my two grandkids. Courtney, you've been around politics all your life in a public and private setting. You've been around entertainers like Michael Jackson in a private setting. You've been around Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Hillary Clinton, former President Trump. You've been in Dad's dressing room as I moderated general election debates for mayor of New York City. You have never told the story publicly, to my knowledge, of one of the famous telephone calls you received. Tell us about it.
Oh, okay, that phone call. So, yes, that would be getting a call from the president, and that was very cool. It was President Trump. He called me. I was sitting in my dorm room, and it's not a call you expect to get every day, I'll say that. It was a very unique experience, and it was him on the phone. No one transferred me to him. No one said, hey, hold on, it's you know, the president. He called me himself and just said, hey, Courtney, how are you? And I said, who is this? He said, this is Donald Trump. So it was a very interesting experience. It was very kind of him to call personally.
And to this day, do we know he just was calling to check up on you in school? Did he wish you well at Syracuse University?
Yeah, he wished me well. And at the time, I was doing pageants as well. And bringing it back to the book, I was told that pageants were good if you wanted to be a reporter because it helped you with your stage presence. And it ended up that being true. A lot of female reporters and anchors like Diane Sawyer and Oprah Winfrey all started out in pageants. So he owned the Miss Universe pageant, which I was participating in, and he called me to say good luck and to see how I was doing in school and how the pageant was going.
Interesting. So I'm curious. I just want to ask this question of you. Why do you think our politics in this country are so divided?
Do you mean in our family or in the country?
No, not our family, in the country.
I'm joking. I think there are just so many issues right now to be divided on. And I think that things have become very extreme on both sides. That's, you know, the left or the right. And when you add that into what's going on with COVID and all these restrictions in schools and vaccinations, there's so many things to discuss and be passionate about that you're either for the left or for the right. And there seems to be no middle ground anymore. So I think there's just so many things to be divided about as a country right now.
So let me put this question to you, and then I want to speak to my grandson for a hot second. But How would Mom and I would have reacted if we ever heard you or your brother use the N-word?
Oh, wow. That's never happened. I don't think that it would. I'll say this: it wouldn't be a very good reaction at all. With that,
okay.
we don't use that word itself.
How would your mom or and I react if we ever saw your brother walking around with his jeans hanging down off his backside?
Oh, I mean, as far as I remember, we had that conversation before anything. You know, he got older, and we said, you know, that's just not acceptable. So that's not something that me or Dominic ever did. You know, we always dressed properly and dressed the way we wanted to be treated, which is to have respect and be respected. So we were just, you know, guided in the right direction, and we've never had an issue in terms of dressing that way. But you guys would have not been too fond of that.
And how would we react if we were ever told by the police that you or your brother had talked back to them or been disrespectful?
Well, you know, police are authority figures, right? So we were always taught as young kids to respect your authority figures, whether that's, you know, a teacher or a police officer, or, you know, the principal of your high school, anyone. So, it wouldn't have been a good conversation if we would have shown disrespect. We were taught to respect our authority figures, and that's what we did, so.
Well, Courtney, I really want to thank you for joining us. I'll have to save the conversation for my grandson, Carter, another time, because as usual, Dad is almost completely out of time.
77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.